have a reason to praise Him. Just go ahead and let God have His way right now. Just lift up your voice and just praise Him for a few seconds. Lord, yes, Lord, yes, we magnify Your name, Jesus. Woo, why don't you just take somebody by the hand and let's praise Him a little bit more. Woo! Come on, take a hold of a prayer warrior. Take a hold of a prayer warrior. The Holy Ghost is here. Woo! Come on, the God of miracles is in the house. The God of victory is in the house. An honor it is to be in God's house tonight and to be able to feel His presence. Amen. You know, there are thousands of people that have never felt the presence of God one time. So we are very privileged to feel the presence of God in this house. I want to give honor to your pastor and his wife and family. This church family is always an honor to be here, privileged to be in Apostolic Temple. And we are always honored to be with y'all. And most of all, it's good to feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. When we came in last night, we could feel Jesus here. Came in today, we can feel Jesus here. Jesus is in the house. Woo! I said, Jesus is in the house. Hallelujah. Bring greetings from the country of Brazil. And I would like to share a little bit about what God is doing in the country of Brazil tonight. If you open your Bibles, I would like to read a very known scripture in the book of John, chapter 5. I want to say thank you for Pastor for letting us come by and share a little bit about what the Lord is doing in the country of Brazil. This church has been a blessing to the work of Brazil. John chapter 5 and verse number 5, a very known scripture that we read about this scripture and this miracle in Sunday school class. But today while I was here praying at the church, I really, felt this scripture come into my mind, and I felt the Lord speaking to me that tonight was going to be a night of miracles. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. What He did yesterday, He's going to do it today again. Amen. And tomorrow, He's going to do even more. Amen. Because the Bible said He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Praise God. John chapter 5 and verse number 5 says, "And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had been now a long time. In that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another stepped down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk." Hallelujah. Rise, take up thy bed and walk. Would you put your Bibles in your chair right now? Just lift up your hands and let's begin to pray. Let's ask God to move in the mighty way tonight. In the name of Jesus. Come on, let's every prayer warrior pray as loud as you can pray to Jesus. Can't do anything without
you without the power of the Holy Ghost, God. Let your anointing move from the west to the east of this building, to the north to the south, God. Let every person that needs a miracle and believe and have faith, God, give them a miracle. Let them walk out with a miracle tonight, God. And we as your people, we will not fail to praise you and give you glory and give you honor for everything that you are going to do in this building. Everybody clap your hands, and while you're clapping your hands, shout to the name of Jesus as loud as you can shout right now. Come on, somebody shout that name that is above all names. Somebody praise the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you may be seated in Jesus' name. For just a few minutes tonight, I would like to talk a little bit about what God is doing in the country of Brazil. But I just really feel like God is going to give miracles in this place. For people in this place tonight, I feel the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And today, while I was praying in this building, I felt the presence of an angel that came in while I was praying. And my mind went back many years ago when I was sent home to die with had problem with my stomach, and it first started with ulcers and went to a tumor. And I lost over 65 pounds, and they really sent me home to die. I just want to title this missionary speech, Jesus is still troubling the waters. Jesus is still troubling the waters. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I remember I was so weak, and I could hardly stand up. I like I said, I had lost over 65 pounds, and I was just very, very weak, and I was, you know, throwing up blood. I was in a very bad condition. But I was praying in my bedroom with my brothers and sisters, and it was dark, and I opened my eyes, and I looked up to the ceiling, and I saw a little white thing about this big. It was flowing in the air, and the more that I spoke in tongues and prayed in the Holy Ghost, it got bigger and bigger, and it turned into an angel. And I was the only one that could see the angel. My brothers and sisters was in the floor weeping and praying. And the voice spoke to me, and God spoke to me, says, son, I have sent my angel with healing to heal you today. And when I heard the voice of God, I began to tremble, and I was so weak. And I said, okay, God, whenever I have enough faith to be healed, I'm going to raise my right hand. And when I raise my right hand, it's going to be a sign that I'm ready for my miracle. And I prayed a few more minutes later, and later on, I lift my hand, and the angel of God came flowing down. The angel was not standing up, but the angel was flowing. It was laying like this in the air, and it just kept floating down. And the angel stretched his hand, and when the angel touched my right hand, I began to feel fire that began to burn. And it went down to my arm and went to my chest and went to my stomach where the tumor was at. And I was in so much pain, Elder. I was sweating in so much pain that I passed out. When I came back to myself, my mother was shaking me, and Mom found me on the floor. She thought that I was dead. But when I came back to myself, Mom looked at my face and she says, son, you had a visitation of Jesus. I said, yes, ma'am. I said, the Lord sent an angel with healing. And I said, Mama, now in the last 6 months, I could not eat anything. I was just throwing up, and said I could only drink some soup. I said, Mama, I'm hungry for fried chicken and I want Coca-Cola and French fries. She said, I'm going to the kitchen right now. That night I ate fried chicken, French fries, and I drank Coca-Cola. Never had a problem again. Hallelujah. Went back to the doctor. The doctor said, we don't know what has happened to you, but we cannot find a tumor. We cannot find a disease in your body. I'm here to tell you that God is going to do it all over again. He is still in business tonight. Somebody shout yes as loud as you can shout. Somebody shout Jesus as loud as you can. Hallelujah. Woo! And while I was praying this today here, I felt the angel coming in the room. That's when the Lord said, I'm going to work miracles in this building tonight. Woo! I know a lot of people couldn't come tonight. I know some is in vacation. I know some is working. But you that have come, you're going to receive a miracle if you believe. There's Holy Ghost all over this building. There's anointing all over this place. There is a supernatural power that is moving in the building right now. If I was you, I would cry out as loud as I could cry out. He called up Oshataya. The miracle is walking by today. The miracle God is walking by this building tonight. Come on, somebody praise him a little bit louder. I know this is Wednesday night. I know this is probably Bible school, Bible study night. But it can be a Holy Ghost outpouring. It can be a Holy Ghost explosion. Somebody can be, hallelujah, can be, they can be just, we can just carry some of you drunk in the Holy Ghost. Well, I need six more brothers to run the aisles. There's power in unity. He called up, the miracle God is in the building tonight. Woo! It's here. I feel the invisible citizens of heaven walking in the building right now. It doesn't matter whatever it is. It doesn't matter what kind of report you got back from the lawyer. What kind of report you got back from the doctor. There is a miracle God in the building tonight. There is a miracle God in this place tonight. There is a God that can give you a miracle tonight. But you just got to get bold in the Holy Ghost. Woo! He kalabahaya. You just got to have a breakthrough. Hallelujah. 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 I remember when a couple, if y'all want to, if somebody needs really a miracle and y'all want to get closer to the altar, if y'all want to sit in this empty chairs, if y'all just want to make your way and fill the front row up, God's getting ready to give somebody a miracle. It doesn't matter what kind of miracle you're praying. It's probably, if it's salvation for your children, salvation for a family member, somebody deep in drugs and alcohol. He called, hallelujah. Y'all can feel that empty right there, those chairs right there on that other side also. God just needs a little faith to work. If we just work with our faith and have faith, God can do anything tonight. There is a miracle God in this place. Hallelujah. Y'all can sit down if y'all want to. Just find you a place to sit down before it explodes, because I feel like it's going to explode in any minute right now. Tell about y'all ready, girls. Hallelujah. Ready? You ready? I just want to show this church before God, before, you know, we get people drunk in the Holy Ghost. Last time that we were here, the Lord touched this church to help us build the first apostolic church in the city of Porto Seguro, Bahia. So it's almost finished. This is the inside of the church. It's coming. It's going to be a beautiful church. And this is the altar. You can change, sister. This is when they were putting the roof on the church, Brazilian style. We can seat about 150 people. This is the front of the church when they were stucco, and we're getting ready to. Now they're getting ready to put the windows and the doors in, and God is moving in Porto Seguro. This was after they finished with the roof and with the tiles, and first they put the first paint on the walls. This is when they were working. Friday of this week, the doors and windows has already come in, and they're going to install the windows and the doors Friday. This is when they were working. This is the first apostolic church in Porto Seguro area. Now, I don't know any church at least 3 hours all around this area. No apostolic church. This is the first lighthouse. Because of apostolic temple. This is a brand new work. We started during COVID time. You know, in Brazil, the first time we were locked in for 4 months at our house. The second time, 2.5 months. And the third time, a few weeks. And it was not an option if we wanted to go to church. It was the law that we had to stay home. They would sue us. So we started online service. And because of that, a couple from Porto Seguro, you heard me, some of you heard me saying the story last time, received the Holy Ghost 22 hours away from Campinas. Stop on that picture if you don't mind. Received the Holy Ghost watching at our service. And they contacted us, and that's how we started the work in Porto Seguro. I was just there a few weeks ago, and God is moving. Revive was exploding. I just talked to Brother Dale this morning. I talked to him and the brothers from Caculé Church. It's driving over 8 hours to get to Porto Seguro. They're going to install the windows and the doors. But the last time that I was there, just a few weeks ago, I was able and had the privilege to baptize these three Trinity preachers in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Ooh, revival is exploding. This brother here on the corner, it was Assembly of God missionary. He came to our service that night. God revealed the oneness to him. Hallelujah. So around midnight, we were at the ocean, and we baptized him. This other lady was a Trinity evangelist preacher in the area. And the guy that has the blue shirt was Assembly of God pastor. All three of them, we baptized them in Jesus' name around midnight. Hallelujah. 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 Miracles are taking place in Brazil every day. Every week, we just had our ministers' conference. We had 1,080 ministers at our ministers' conference for the weekend. God moved in a mighty way. We ordained 10 more apostolic preachers. Hallelujah. Revive was exploding. In December, we're going to dedicate our first One God, Jesus' name, apostolic church in the city of Rio de Janeiro. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor was talking about witches. We were just there just right before we came to the States, and two witches and a witch doctor came to our service, and they thought that they were going to stop the move of God. But let me tell you, hallelujah, this is God's church. This is not Brother Alvar's church, hallelujah, or Pastor McLean's church. No, hallelujah, we're only the servant. We're only the bread. church. We're all in his hands and his feet and his mouth. But this is God's church, and you can't fight against God's church. Hallelujah. We begin to sing. We begin to sing an old song that says there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. We did not know that there were witches and a witch doctor there, but they had told themselves, we're going to pray. And while those Christians are worshiping their God, we're going to pray to the devil so the devil can bind their service. And then they're not going to have a move of God. But it was the opposite. Hallelujah. We had a little grandma with us. I baptized. She used to be a worldly singer. Baptized her over 22 years ago in the name of Jesus. She used to sing at the bars and clubs. Now she sings for Jesus. And she's a prophetess in our church. And all of a sudden she stood up and started jumping. And the Lord spoke to prophecy and said, you have come to try to stop the move of my spirit, but you met a greater power. And when God said that, those witches fell to their knees. They began to repent, and God filled them with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm here to tell Apostolic Temple, it's in the house tonight. God is still real tonight. One here, one over there. Hallelujah. And because of the Port Seguro Church, now the message, a lady evangelist, one on this side and one on that side, brother. You just put it in the floor if you don't mind. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lady evangelist in the city of Iasu, Assembly of God preacher, was a friend of these Trinity preachers. They told her about being baptized in Jesus' name. So we sent one of our pastors there. Pastor Teofilo has baptized Sister Marivani in the name of Jesus. And now she has... went to the churches that she was preaching, Trinity. She was a very famous preacher in the area for years. And she went and started preaching to them, said, I've been wrong for the last 90 years. And I've been preaching Trinity, but there is no Trinity. There is only one God, and his name is Jesus. And now we are baptizing pastors and presbyters and deacons in the name of Jesus in Iasu City. Hallelujah. And we're getting ready to buy a lot to build another apostolic church 9 hours away. That's how God works. That's how my God works. He called us Shanda Bahaya. Woo! He's still troubling the waters today. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I'm not going to be very long. I just want to say that, you know, what God is doing in Brazil, thank you for helping us. But you know what? We're going to have a miracle service right now. I read a little scripture story, a miracle, about a man that was at beside the Bethesda pool for 38 years. And once a year, the angel of the Lord would come and trouble the water. And the first one that would jump in the pool was healed. Now, tonight, an apostolic temple is going to be different. Not only one angel is coming, but there's going to be multiple angels. Hallelujah. Not only one miracle, there's going to be multiple miracles. Now I remember, and I'm just saying this and then we're going to pray. I remember when a couple from a Nazarene church visited our church in Campinas, and God filled the lady with the Holy Ghost. After church, she came to me and she said, no, I can't go back to my church because they teach speaking in tongues is from the devil. She said, would you start a church in my village? I said, yes, Sister Solange, I'll start a church. I said, I'll start it next Wednesday. She said, okay. So I went to Sister Solange's house Wednesday night. And when I drove into the area, I could feel the pressure of demons. You know, the Bible talks about, you know, 9 churches of Revelation, and each church described in a different area. I really believe there are areas that fight different spirits. And I could tell that that area was just full of devil worshiping. And the devil spoke to me, said, you will never build an apostolic church in this area. I said, you're right, devil. I won't build one, but my God will. And you know, miracles is not, you know, just for, you know, it's not for the charismatic churches. Miracles is for the apostolic church. I teach my people in Brazil that, you know, the Bible said these signs shall follow them that believe. If we preach about miracles, God will heal people. Miracles follow the ministry of Jesus. And the first miracle that happened was a lady that had a big tumor on her right side, Maria. And she came to our service, that house meeting. We prayed for her. God didn't do nothing for her that night. You know, God's ways is not our ways. And God's times is not our time. But there's the like old song that says, he may not come when you want him to, but he's right on time. Y'all know that song? He kalaboshanda bahaya. Hallelujah. And so nothing happened. Next morning, Mary was washing dishes, and it dawned on her about the tumor. And when she went to try to find the tumor, it was gone. So she went to the doctor. There, of course, there was something different. She said, I need, you know, some run some tests and things that they do, I don't know all the proceed, but when they came back with the results, the doctor said, Mary, something has happened to you. She said, oh, yes, I went to a Pentecostal service, and they prayed for me. They anointed me with oil. She said, I know that God has healed me. They said, we cannot find a tumor. We cannot find cancer. You are healed. Oh, shout to the Lord as loud as you can shout and praise him. If you need the Holy Ghost tonight, God wants to fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you haven't spoken tongues like the Bible said, you can speak in tongues tonight. God can break the chains tonight. He is still troubling the waters. So, you know, the following week when I drove into the road, there were so many people. We had to have church outside, over 200 people, because the news had spread in the village that God had healed Maria. And among that multitude of people, there was a mattress in the floor, and there was a little lady in the mattress, laying on the mattress. And the family told me, said, missionary, she heard about Mary's miracle, and she has come to receive her miracle. And I said, oh God, it's not me. You've got to heal this lady. You know, we're starting an apostolic church. Opposition was so strong, and people were fighting against us. We didn't have a church building. We were having church in this living room, and then we moved to the garage, and now we were having church outside in the middle of the street. And while I was praying, the Lord spoke to me. And I always have a little towel with me. And the Lord said, just lay the towel on top of her body. So I laid a towel on top of his body, and I said, in the name of Jesus, little lady, you are healed. Well, nothing happened. She didn't walk. She didn't move. They carry her back to her house. But you know what, Elder? The following week, when I drove into the road, I saw people standing at the end of the road. And I saw a woman right in the middle of the street. And it's closer. I recognized it was the lady that was paralyzed. When I got closer and I parked the car, tears was flowing from her eyes. She said the next morning, missionary, a voice spoke to me. You are healed. Start moving your hands. Start moving your feet. She said, I want to be baptized. We baptized 12 devil worshipers that day in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The witch received the Holy Ghost. The devil worshiper secretary from the church received the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And tonight stands an apostolic church there. Woo. And that's what's going to happen right now. Only for the believers. Woo. I asked them to bring these two pins of waters. This is just symbolic, okay? But it's going to count with your faith. This is going to be the Bethesda pool for Apostolic Temple tonight. The angels is already troubling the water. Now, when I count to three, I want you to come and I want you to put your hands in this water and just shake, hallelujah, hallelujah, the water, and begin to prophesy your miracle. God's going to do it. If you need a healing, he's going to heal you. If you need deliverance, he's going to deliver you. If you're addicted to alcohol, cigarette, drugs, pills, whatever it is, God is going to set you free. Come on, can I get a believer in the house? Hallelujah. Sugar, diabetes, arthritis, whatever it is, according to your faith, cancer, tumor, growth, eye problem, sight problem, hallelujah, skin disease, kidney disease, heart disease, according to your faith. 1, 2, if you need the Holy Ghost, you haven't spoken tongues, you come and you trouble this water, and I need some prayer warriors to gather around and start laying hands. God's going to start doing right now. 1, 2, 3, go, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead. Some of you are going to get drunk in the Holy Ghost. When you put your hands in the water, you pray. He's still troubling the water. He's still troubling the waters. He's still troubling the waters today. Go ahead. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, Holy Ghost. Go ahead. You put your hands in that water and you find you a spot that you can just lift up your hands and you can start praying in the Holy Ghost. Your miracle is taking place. Holy Ghost, find somebody that needs the Holy Ghost. Pray with them. Find somebody that needs a miracle, pray with them. Somebody that needs salvation, pray with them. Somebody that needs deliverance, pray with them. Come on, the Holy Ghost is moving. Holy Ghost is moving, Apostolic Temple.